Dave Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about how to properly invest in masterminds and events without getting overwhelmed and without getting distracted too. So stay tuned and I'll share with you what I do before I choose what, you know, events and masterminds I'm going to invest in. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to be at an event where one of my favorite authors was a guest speaker, Stephen Pressfield, and he has multiple different books, and many of them are focused around how to really show up and beat resistance, how to do the work, and he has a book called The Art of War, or The War of Art, sorry, The War of Art. And then he has a book called Do the Work. And he has another book that says that nobody wants to read your shit. He has a lot of really interesting books. But the theme of Stephen Pressfield's writing and his life's work is reminding us that in order to be successful, we need to do the work. And sometimes doing the work is around getting more education and building our network and getting more access and getting more training through masterminds, events, and things like that. And there are other times where those things become a giant distraction and keep us from doing the work. And so I want to break that down for you today so you can be intentional about what events, what masterminds, what trainings and programs you get involved with, and what ones you choose to ignore. So the first step that I take when I'm considering, you know, what do I need from a resource standpoint? What do I need to, you know, from investing in myself standpoint? The first thing I do is I'll do a quick kind of needs analysis of where my business is at and where my personal growth is at. And that's what I would encourage you to do too. So just ask yourself, I'm not huge on SWOT analyses, but if you've done that before, you know, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, or whatever framework you want to use, but really just doing analysis is asking yourself, you know, what's going really well in my business right now? What's going really well in my personal life? Where are things off track, you know, or stuck in my business and personal life? And where do I feel really discouraged or just completely overwhelmed from a business or personal perspective? By taking a minute to document that stuff, it will take it out of your head and it will give you a little bit more objectivity to figure out what you need. And if you do that, you'll probably realize, okay, you know, you may realize I don't understand these things that I'm trying to do in business and I need training and support and I need some resources. Or you may realize, you know what? I've been to a lot of trainings. I have all these courses. I have all these books. I'm a part of this group or this mastermind, or I've gone to these events, but I haven't applied any of it. I've just gone and been entertained, but I haven't taken action on what I learned. One of those two things may happen either kind of globally with your little assessment of yourself, or you may find those things happen, you know, just in different areas of your life or business, personally or professionally. But it's important to do as an objective as possible analysis. And you can even ask, you know, a spouse or partner or friend or somebody in your business on your leadership team to review that with you. And they can give you some perspective too. It'll help you get outside of your head and help you to have a little bit more clarity. But once you've done that, what I'd encourage you to do is look at that analysis and ask yourself, what's the greatest opportunity for growth for me right now? Is it that I need to put my head down and do the work and push through the resistance I'm feeling, push through these challenging things? Because sometimes when we feel that resistance, it's actually our true north and it's the direction we should go. We just need to push and work through it. Other times, if you have no knowledge, no experience, and you just feel like you're lacking input or support or community, then you might actually need more relational nutrients in your life and in your business, or you might need more connection, or you might need more training. But ask yourself after doing that analysis, what's the one thing, what's the biggest opportunity that's going to help me grow personally and help me grow the business? And once you've done that, then you can ask yourself, okay, you know, how do I invest in that? Is it something, if you just need training and you are in a position and your kind of personality type and how you work is you can just, you know, rabbit hole into something and dive in and go deep and do learning on your own, then you may not need a mastermind or community. But in my experience, most of the time, we get way more knowledge and growth when we are in a community. So going to an event or joining a program where there's live interaction or being part of a mastermind will not only give you the training and input, but it'll give you that community and that relational support that you need to be consistent and moving forward. So that's essentially kind of the basics of how I break down when I'm feeling stuck or I'm not sure what to do, or I'm feeling a ton of resistance and I'm feeling just a ton of pressure and stuck, but I know I have to do something. Instead of letting it just crush me and come in on me, I'll take some time and write out those things and do that little analysis of like, what are my big opportunities? Where am I stuck? What needs do I have personally that I don't think I'm having met right now? And what are the wisest and, you know, in some cases, what's the cost conscious way, depending what season of business I'm in, but what is the wisest way to solve that need for myself? And even in just talking about this on the show today, I realized that talking about our needs as entrepreneurs, as leaders, as those running businesses, is a little bit uncomfortable because we have to be the person with the answers is how we feel a lot of times. And there are times where we do need to be the person with the answer. But by acknowledging your needs and asking yourself, what do I need from a strategic and training standpoint? What do I need from a relational input standpoint? What do I need from a community standpoint? You know, what do I need from a time, you know, support or time management standpoint? By asking yourself, what do I need right now? And even talking that through, if you're more of a verbal processor, or writing that down, if that's how you like to think and process, by taking time to truly and honestly and as objectively as possible define your needs, you'll have the opportunity to make wise investments and move forward. The one kind of caution or warning I would give you is be careful of joining too many things or being in too many events or going to too many masterminds, because you can just become a learning junkie, and learning alone is not going to grow your business. I truly believe, and from my personal experience and what I've seen with clients that I've coached as well, when you create a healthy cadence of learn something, apply it, take action, learn something, apply it, take action, when you create that type of cadence, you're growing consistently. But if you get into a perpetual learning cycle, then you are basically just paying for entertainment and knowledge alone is not going to grow your business. Knowledge plus action, and then reflecting on what you did and learning from what went well and what didn't go well, those are the things that truly move you forward and will help you be successful. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. As I mentioned in some earlier episodes, any feedback about what you'd like to hear more about, where you're stuck with things, how I can serve you, from the show here, I would really love to hear about that. But if you need any help with growing your business, or if you need input or coaching or support, please reach out at businessmarketingengine.com. I would love to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing you on next week's show.